Today, the U.S. Supreme Court begins a new term virtually with just 8 justices instead of 9 after the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. There will be a number of major cases as the looming confirmation process for a Supreme Court justice nominee, and an election less than a month away. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg is with us now. Hi, Nina.
Hi there.
Well, because of the pandemic, the court is going to continue hearing arguments by phone as they did in the last term. And the Affordable Care Act is once again before the court. Remind us, what is at stake here and how likely is it that the court will end up striking it down?
Well, this is the third challenge brought by Republicans against Obamacare. This time, the Trump administration and a coalition of red states are arguing that because the Republican Congress 3 years ago zeroed out the monetary penalty for those not covered by insurance, the whole law is void. And if they were to prevail, that would mean that some 22 million people would lose their existing insurance under the program, and all the other provisions of the law would be gone, too, like the provision barring discrimination based on pre-existing medical conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't know. This will not be heard until the week after the election when Judge Barrett might be Justice Barrett.
So, interesting.
If that were to happen, the calculus would be different than today.
What other major cases would come before the court, which also could end up in that situation where you have a Justice Barrett joining the other 8 members?
There are a lot of them. There's a couple of big religion cases. But the biggest potential for controversy right now, I think, are the numerous cases that are being teed up involving election rules and alleged violations and suppression of the vote and not suppression of the vote and voting machines. And if the upcoming election is close, one or more of these cases could end up deciding who is the next president.
Well, let's talk about the confirmation process for Judge Amy Coney Barrett, because a week from today, the Senate Judiciary Committee is set to begin the confirmation hearings. But at least 2 Republican members of the committee, Mike Lee of Utah and Tom Tillis of North Carolina, have tested positive for coronavirus. How are these hearings going to be able to go ahead given that?
Well, that's a very, very good question. Right now, Republicans are on track pushing to push this through before the election. But the execution of this has to be perfect. And if it isn't, there may not be a quorum for a vote in the Judiciary Committee, for instance, because even though senators in the committee can vote by proxy, a majority has to be there in person. Hmm. Of course, if there's no quorum, Mitch McConnell could just try to move the nomination directly to the floor for the first time in a century. I think it's a century. But there, you can't vote by proxy. And if you want to change the rules, you need 60 votes to change the rules. And if this is after the election and the Democrats win, there's at least one potentially new senator who could take his seat in November. That's Mark Kelly in Arizona, because he would be filling the McCain seat, the John McCain seat. So it gets really complicated.
Well, let's play that out for a second here, because if the Democrats win, let's even say it's a landslide for the Democrats and they haven't gotten Amy Coney Barrett through at that point, would Republicans in that kind of a position, do you think, still push to try to get this nominee through in a lame duck session?
Well, that's a really interesting Washington parlor game. as I said, the Republicans wouldn't have probably a 4-vote majority anymore if the Democrats won big. Mark Kelly would take his seat if he won. And the whole political calculus might change. Or not. I mean, this is one of those things that when I say perfect execution, I mean perfect execution. And if they don't do it as a perfect execution, we could be in a very different situation. But I don't see that right now.
Nina, just briefly, if Coney Barrett does get on the court, I assume that means John Roberts is no longer really a swing vote anymore.
I think that's likely. He would no longer have the controlling vote. Now, he very rarely separates himself from fellow conservatives, but he's done it in a couple of very big cases and important cases. And But if Judge Barrett is confirmed and joins the court, it means that there are 6 conservative votes on the court. And that means that if Roberts or some other justice flakes off in some case, the court's hardline conservative majority can afford to lose one vote and still prevail.
NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg, thank you so much.
You're welcome.